Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Officially, we have today is Daf Tzadik Aleph. We're starting from Tzadik Aleph Beis, as you play, to Moshe Nissen. We're on Tzadik Aleph Beis by the Mishnah. Today's Daf is Tzadik Aleph. We're talking about the datum, of course, the datum of Kedima that we have. Which ones have Kedima? Sometimes, as we saw, we have exceptions. The klal is, of course, that there's a din of tadir like we had we learned it out from the Tumid. Sometimes we have exceptions, like we have before. We have a din of chatas always comes before the ayla, but I say always. I don't really mean always. I mean, it means the dam of a chatas comes before the dam of an ayla. The evarim of an ayla come before the evarim of a chatas. And we have nafkaminas, the gabe the dinim of Avodah Zarah and the gabe sukkahs. When we say sukkahs, of course, it's a suffix. Does sukkahs mean sukkahs in particular? Does it mean all the other yavim taifim? I don't know if I should listen to what was behind this. Gabi the Dinim have a simon on that. If you're interested, have a simon on it in my sefer, the big machlokes. For the Rambam, Vaisai said it's only the Nesukis. Rav Kiv the Chazanish classes for a suffix. We have a Rav Kiv Eger. I got a sixuch and simon aleph in my first, in the first chalik of the Mata Devosha. But we have over here now the Mishnah comes and tells us, Kol achatos shebatayra chaymus le'ashamus. A katos comes before an asha chutz be'asham etzayra. B'tei shehu ba al hechsher. It all comes, kol all the chatos come before ashamus except for an asham etzayra. Because it does not come for a chet, it comes al hechsher. Comes al hechsher. Rashi comes and tells us, Kaibis la Shabbos, and we use Bakr, Basatas, and Inosham. Behavion, and he brings them Chatois, kind of, Kaidemis, like we learn, Kinesai, Shadoba, Nitin, Aldalit, Kronis, Yala Yasoid. And that comes before, precedes the Yosham. Because Bala Hakshiris, Abitsaira, Lukachim, Lubias, Migdash. Therefore, Chashimis, Ulugabe, it's a Chashimis, Shetara Tuliyabo, that the Tara is totally in the Chatos. And therefore, it's going to be, therefore, when we talk about that, Kol HaShabbos again, Kol HaChatos Sheba Tara are before the HaShabbos, except for an HaShab Mitzayra, because, except for the HaShab of the Mitzayra, because it's so critical. The HaShab is the thing that it's so holy, that the Tara is holy, or they should be all Allah al Hechsher. The whole Tara, whether on the Mitzayra, is holy of the Hashem Mitzayra. And, well, Hashem Hashem HaTara Bayim B'nei Shtayim, they have to be 2 years old, meaning 2 years old means that we're with before two in the second year. Uvay because of Shkolim, there's an amount that it has to have, two Shkolim. Chutz be Hashem Nazir or Hashem Mitzayra. There it's a Shem Bayish B'nei Shnasa, and there it's, there 1 year within the first year. It's different than a regular Hashem. And also, there is no, there's no, money value that we have, monetary value that they have. He ain't by the case of Shkolim. G'shem Shekoinbin, Bakravasan, Koinbin, Machilasan. In the same way that we have, that it comes before in the Hakrava, whenever there's the din, that the Chatas, for example, comes before the Yasha, the din is that you eat it also before. Whenever we talk about the dinim of kedima, we're talking about the dinim akrava and the achil. Shlomim shel emesh, u'shlomim shel yayim, shel emesh kaidu, u'shel yayim. If it's yesterday, shlomim, it comes before today, shlomim shel emesh, and chathas v'yosham shel hayayim, shlomim shel emesh kaidu, divra meyer, v'chachavi meyrim, no. Chathas kaidemes, v'nei shun kachay kachay. The Rabbanit hold there's never a difference. As always, we always have the Kutche Kutche comes before, even though the Chiyuv was there ready from before. The Kulob HaKaihanim Rishayim L'Shadas B'Achilasan, and when we talk about Kaihanim, they're able to eat it however they want to do it. The Kulob HaKaihanim Rishayim L'Shadas B'Achilasan, the Yachlat Shleim Shlukim Uvusholim, where even though the Gemara tells us in Chulin that when Kahanim even eats Reva Chayayim Ba'akeva, they eat it Betzli Uvachardel. It implies that they roast, when they roast it, it seems it's a big mile. But Tosfos says not everybody likes Shli. Maybe some Kahanim like Bishul better than Tzli. And it's not locked into the din of Tzli. It's locked into that which people like. If they have a preference for it, then they take that also.
For the
Mashal. For the Mashal, yeah. Let's say, man, we have to, like we have. It's all the reason is because of the Mashal. Because that's why it applies even not by Karbonis. It applies by Yisrael Machayayim Ba'akeva, which is cooler. But we have over here, again, but if there's a preference, they like it better, they can do it there, they're not locked in Dafkir, like we're saying. Dafkir at sleep. It is funny, somewhat. Not Meduyik at all. Remember we had Tosfos. Remember we had Tosfos on Ayin Hey, that the Lamashka Ligdula only applies by Kaihanim, not by Yisrael. Rashi's all over Pesachim hold that it applies, even if it applies by the Yisrael that did. Rashi says, remember, that's by every carbon Pesach, why it has to be eaten ala saiva, where he satiated where it's ala saiva, because of the Mashal Ligdula like we have by all kachim. Now he's talking about the Chelek HaYisrael. Rashi over there and the Rashbam also learn what's the reason. Not like Tosfos, the Rishalmi, that why you have to eat it Allah Saiva, because it's a protection. It's together against Shvira Setsa. But Rashi says and the Rashbam says it's there out to Lamashcha. And so they're learning that it's not only by Kaihan. The Mishnah is telling us, what is this thing? B'chulam ha-kayhanim, b'shayim l'shanis ha-chilasan, li'achlat slim, shlukinim v'vushalim. Only really, if you hold the Chelek HaYisrael, but the Chelek HaYisrael eats, whether or again, whether that might also have to be eaten, the Mashal Ligdula, the way Rashi says. Pardon me?
This says probably true, maybe.
Yeah, well, all right, what's the Secha, so now what? Then Rav Meir says that he's backbid not to do this even, that because this way, if you're going to mix in tavlei truma, it'll come out, you're making it susceptible to the same deed in Mapsul that we have by a carbon. We don't want to do that. So why? What is the din of Shmira L'chaira? It's a part of the din of Shmira, of the din of Mishmeris that we have by Truma. I would take that as part of the din of the Mishmeris that you have by Truma to protect the sanctity of Truma. Therefore, you do what you can to circumvent any kind of Mapsul. All right. This is the basic din that we have here. Rashi over here tells us of the kulah b'chalad achalav, they can eat it however they want. Sloyim shlukim b'mushalim. We think so. Why? Shetam kachim hadasa noisa roisra. it's going to oscillate also, because you're making it susceptible to the same tzulim that you have by kachim, and therefore the din, that the din is, that the din mishmeris that you have by truma, is to safeguard the sanctity of the truma, don't expose it to the psul that you have, the regular psulim that you have by karbonis. Rashi says, and we have a Gemara, Tmurim. It says that they eat it on Asayfa. Yes. So you would ask, so what's the Kiddush by Karba Pesach? Of course, that is eaten. Rashi has, I don't know if I have one right here. The Pesach that we have, Rashi and the Rashbam, that they say, the Rashi and the Rashbam, that they say it applies even by other kachim. We have a Gemara, Tmur also. Let's see if I have that here. I do have a Tmur here. The Gemara says, Gemara Tmura Chav Gimel, where the Gemara says it. By other things also, they eat it, they would eat it. A Rashi over here, let me see the Rashi we have to just get. Thank you very much. Ah, call you and get something in the buses. All right.
So you have to eat chulin first and then eat.
Yeah, that's what would be a way of doing it. You can't eat it when you're famished. Yeah, Rashi tells us, by you might have did a Vebach Tirin Acha Pesach Afikaimen. Emach Tirin. Shigiyas, I'm Rashi, meaning the Rashi in Sacham on Pebo. Kisha Higiya. Tzmat comes, lehi putter minas, dahainu achar a Pesach, shu necho bachrayna la saiva. The Pesach is eaten when the person is already sort of full. I don't want to say mamish full, but he's eating the ala saiva.
Satiated.
Shikain chaymas kol hakarbonis. Because that's the sign, the chiyum of kol hakarbonis. Get a kaibel on the mashkalik dula. Like we have the mashkalik dula kedem sham lachem aichle meini ftarin la yedei afi kaiman. So Rashi's telling us, that's the din of the mashkalik dula, shkain chav as kol hakarbonis. Yeah, so good. Yeah, that's something good to have on it in Pesach. So why do you eat it? Why do you eat it? What happened to Chagiga? That's the question of the Mordechai. That we have, yeah, about it. So what are you eating? I said, what do you accomplish with that? So you go and you eat up the Chagiga, it's Yedalit before. So how are you eating the Chagiga? Chagiga has to be eaten now, very good. It's all part of the same.
Then it's
going to
be
an Achil and Gassa. Yeah, it might even be an Achil. That's why I said before, when you're not Asaiva, I said, sort of. That's what I was referring to. He can't be an Achil and Gassa. Can't be Bob. Completely when you're satisfied. That's the reason I said it like that. We have, if you want a Rashbam, that's the Rashi. We have a Rashbam. Later on, Kufraf. Wait 1 second. Let me just read the Rashbam also. The Rashbam comes. We have a Rashbam also. Where we have the Rashbam comes also, and he says, This is what he says here. I'm really sorry to interrupt everybody. Rashbam, it could be a test of the base. Okay, call Karbonis. Get excited, Lamashka, we can do la. We're talking about here, we're not talking about Kayhanim. We're not talking here about Kayhanim, okay, call Karbonis. And therefore we have to do this. I mean, it's not a reference at all to Kayhanim. I never said a word about Kayhanim. Can you see the Mashmal? You do the Gedek Shablach and Meichel. So the Mashmal over here is that according to Rashi, it's not like that. How would learn the Mishnah? Our question, this was said because when we want to talk over here about Truma, it's a problem.
I'm
quite worried.
Why is the Kayhanim
doing
on a regular basis?
But it's on a regular basis. What do you mean on a regular basis? They make sure that when they eat it, that's the Gemara in Tumura. That's why I was going to spring the Gemara in Tumura of Gimel. Yeah, the Gemara and Gemara brings, let's say you want to eat, truma first, even. To get somewhat satisfied, to get somewhat satiated. Gemara. You can read the Gemara and Gemara of Gimel. You have the Gemara there, the Gemara says, let's say it's a little bit of chulin, of carbonus. You don't have that much. So what do you do? We're not talking here about carbon pesach. We're thinking over here, but if you're going to have only a little bit, make sure you eat with the chula and the truma in order that it should be eaten al ha-saiva. Yachluo. Not yachluo about tamid leimar. Shim haisa achila baruba. Ein haichlanima chula and the truma. You don't do it. Why? Kneishlo nechelis al ha-tvechil gatsa. Chumachas al ha-gatsa. If you have a lot to eat, don't eat anything else. Don't eat a big lunch. But the rest of the reason is, and the Mordechai, when the Mordechai tells through the whole discussion of the Lamashka, is talking about this then. He brings the Gemara to where also the Mordechai in the very end of Pesach, the Mordechai. Okay, but that's as far as what we're dealing with now. Now what? Ibailhu, or Rabbi said, got a lot to do here. Ibailhu. Tadir Makudish. We said there's a din of Tadir. Tadir, there's a din of Tadir. Right, we learned that from Tabit. And there's a din of Makudish, as we've been learning the whole time. Also, it's a Bailah of Achatis, comes before. This Kabbat Mitzvah, a regular Mincha, comes before. A different Mincha, whatever. Ezebahim Kaidim. Which one takes precedence? The Tadir or the Makudish? Tadir, kaida, bishop the tadir, because it has the mile of tadir, bechaver, is kadim chaver. Or maybe I'll be able to kudish kadim, the kudish. Tashima. What do we have? Tabinim kaida, most level suffering. What do we have? Kurz, kaida, lochalamaisa. Kurz, the gay, very good, excellent. That's good, everybody is mechaver to it. Also because they learned it before, probably. Tashaba, Tmidim, Kaitmit, the Musaf. Here we have Tmidim come before the Musaf. Why? Because the Tabit is certainly Tadir, and then the Gemara says, Viafa got the Musaf in Kaddishi. And even other Musaf were more Kaddish than the Tabit. Why? Rashi says, why are the Musaf more Kaddish than the Tabit? Remember, we're talking about oilus even. We're talking about oilus. What carbon is it, the Tabit? It's a carbon oilus. What carbon is it we bring by the Musaf? We know also oilus. The Alagad, the Musaf, Kadishi, Musafim. Even though the Musafim, Shem, Shabbos, Aleyem. We have Kadishabbos, Shehem, Bayim, Chayva, The Tamidim come, even Machal, it's more common. Here we have Shem Shabbos Aleyhem.
It's not common.
Well, yeah, wait, one second. So here we have, let's take a look over here a minute. A few other cases that we have, see, maybe we can say what the Bir Advarim is more Bidyuk. The Aval Gav, the Musafim Bar Mar Kaddish, and Toshima, Musve Shabbos, Kaimin, the Musve Reish Kaddish. Even the Musafim of Shabbos, which are more common, are Kaimin, the Musafim of Reish Kaddish. Why? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Even though, what do you mean? So Chayre, what does it mean? The Tadir of Shabbos is before the Musaf of Reish Chaydish, which is more Kaddish. Yeah, why is it more Kaddish? Atu Reish Chaydish, the Musafim Didei Ahani, the Musafim Shabbos Le Ahani. What do What do you think? The Kedusha that it has, or the Reish Chodesh, only bring, only is an Afkamina, and has the impact of a Kedusha only for itself, and it doesn't spread its tentacles, its R, on the Musaf of Shabbos, that the Musaf of Shabbos should be more sanctified than it normally is. Meaning what? Of Kedusha Shabbos. Let's see, we'll wait here for a minute also. Put this over, let's put this aside for a minute. Toshima, another right. Musvei Rosh Chodesh. Akaitmin, the Musvei Rosh Hashanah. Musvei Rosh Chodesh are more tadir than Rosh Hashanah. Even though Rosh Hashanah, Avagad Rosh Hashanah is kacha, it's kacha. What do you mean? After Rosh Hashanah, the Musvei Dideya, Hadi, the Musvei Rosh Chodesh, Lo Hadi, there's greater sanctification, the Musav of Rosh Chodesh, than there is, that it normally is. Let's take a look at the Rashi over here, what this means. Since they are brought today, in case Shem Shabbos Aleim, the Shem Shabbos goes on to Rosh Chodesh also. Mutzvei Rosh Hashanah, Mekudashim Mishel Shabbos, Mishel Shabbos, the Mutzvei Rosh Chodesh are more Mekudish than Shabbos, the Ingri Mayid, because it's called the Mayid. And because it's called the Mayid, there's a greater injection of Kedusha than there is by Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, no, it's not true. By the way, Agav, if we say, we're saying over here, and then the Gemara says that when we talk about Mutzvei Rosh Chodesh or more Mekudesh Mishel Shabbos, the, we even have, there's a Chayyadim, that brings the Raya, but an Avel to Davin on Shachris Rosh Chodesh. That, whether an Avel is able to daven b'shachris Rosh Chodesh, and he brings from over here a raya, he brings a raya from over here because it's called a mayit, and therefore he should not daven the Gabay Rosh Chodesh.
Not even how? Nothing?
Nothing. He's like, yeah, he's referring over here to Rosh Chodesh. Look how you that he brings them, according to the guy says, an oval does not daven because you see that there has the Kedusha of a Mayan. To the extent even that it goes even to Shabbos. If you look at the Shita, it makes it a little bit more palatable on what's going on over here, really. If you look at the Shita, I think it's Yuntes. No. Yeah, wait a second again, Yuntes. You see, Rashi said the reason is, because it's called the Mayid. See the Rash, the Shita, Oisya Tessa, the Shita Mekubetzis. Mayid. Take it again. V'yesh b'hu sayer chatas. Shemechatra to mesmiknish mekadasha. That changes everything. That's how he's learning in the Rashi. It's called the Mayid. And therefore what? The Musav is mechaper because it has a chatas. Shabbos, of course, does not. There's no chatas by Shabbos. All the Muslims say, I was Shabbos by Shabbat. There is no chatas by Shabbos. Ah, so there's a dimension of more, of greater Kedusha that we have by Rosh Chodesh, because it has a chatas that's machaper than there is by Shabbos. All right, so then we have, at least by here, by Musaf and Shabbos, because it's called the Mayid. The way he's letting out, therefore, because it's called the Mayid, therefore it requires a chatas. Therefore, it has a greater level of Kedusha. And, Memela, the Shabbos itself is affected. Because of these Svaris, there's an Arsameach that wants to come and say, it's an Igeya, a person who has to eat on Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. Whether or not he makes Kiddush or not. We have again, we have an Ois HaMeach, in Hilchus HaVeinus Yom HaKippurim, the Gabi Kiddush on Yom Kippur that comes out on Shabbos. So whether or not you make Kiddush or not, because the Kedusha Shabbos makes the Yom Kippurs infused with the Kedushas Shabbos and the Shemitas Chayim and the Kiddush, like you have by Shabbos. That there's a different entity that when we have Yom Kippur Stam and Yom Kippur that comes out on Shabbos, the Kedusha that there is on a regular Yom Kippur, there's a Kedushas Yom HaKippur and there's Kedushas Shabbos, two separate things. But the Kedusha, the Yom Kippur is not Machayev Kiddush. Well, let's say the Yom Kippur itself has Kedushas Shabbos. If Yom Kippur has Kedushas Shabbos, then that day is a different Yom Kippur than the Yom Kippur normally is. The also said, maybe because of this Svara, maybe it should even be Chayim and Kiddush, because of the impact that the Shabbos has on Yom Kippur, which is enough to be Chayim the Kiddush.
The whole story here is about Kedushas Karbanos. It's not about the Kedushas Hayom.
Well, you see that he's learning, you see how much he's taking it. He's taking it even to the Gabi the Kedusha Sayyim, he's saying the Gabi Kiddush.
The Gabi that, yeah.
But he's saying that there's an injection, or the way the Gemara is saying is, there's an injection even of the Kedusha Shabbos, because it has Reish Chodesh that you bring Karbanos because of that. Not because you bring a chatos. Well, I don't know. I mean, says because he would have it like this. You see, the Arsameach is not assuming like that. He's taking it even further than that. Yeah, in Konami. You're saying, well, now what, you're talking even that the Gemara is when it's Magay over here. Legami the Karbanos, but if you're going to say it like that, it means that the whole day has the impact of that.
Why isn't the Kedushas Mayid of Yom Kippur Chayav Kiddush?
Is what?
Why is this Mayid Mayid of Yom Kippur Chayav Kiddush if you have to meet?
Mayid by itself is not. Oh, what do you mean, the Mayid? Not every Mayid is Chayav Kiddush. You have Reish Chodesh. It's not Chayav Kiddush on Reish Chodesh. It's also a Mayid. Yeah, it's also a Mayid in that. Not everyone. We have let's say Kiddush on Yom Tov. Not everybody else. Kiddush on Yom Tov could be in the Rabbanah. I'm not saying everybody holds like that. Even the Mayid itself is not Machayev the Kiddush, necessarily. Toshabat, now what? So now what? Toshabat, Dover Acher, we have a Machlekes, as we all know. Be Shabbai and Be Hillel, when we make Kiddush, which comes first? Berachas Hayayin or Berachas Hayayin? The Toshavah Devarach and Berachas Hayayin Tadira Beis Hillel holds that the bracha of Bayrim Pri Agafen takes precedence over the bracha of Berachas Hayayin of Kiddush, like as we all know. You make Kiddush, Bayrim Pri Agafen is followed by the bracha of the Kaddish Hashems. And by Yom Tovim also, not like Beis Shabbai, who holds that the Berachas Hayayin comes before the Bayrim Pri Agafen. Why? Tavar Toshma Rab Tavaracha Berchas Hayayim Tadira. Uberchas Hayayim is Eina Tadira. And what do we see? The Tadir Shayna Tadir Tadir Kainem. Achal Gab, the Berchas Hayayim. Kedisha, even though the Bercha of the Yayim is more Kaddish than the regular time that you make Barbriah Gavin. What do you mean? Atu Shabbos, the same thing. Atu Shabbos, Lebirchas Hayayim. Ahadai, Lebirchas Hayayim. Lo Hadai. Here it's not even Karbanos. Here it's not Karbanos. You see that the Kedushas Hayayim is an enhancement of the Birchas Hayayim. Even the Gabi this, the Gabi the Birchas Hayayim. Which means that Rashi over here comes and tells us. The Aval Gav, the Birchas Hayayim. Is Kedisha Sheshem Shabbos Alecha, even though it's impacted upon by Shabbos, because the Shem Shabbos goes on to the Berachas Hayayim, it's a Shabbos Nigin, we're drinking, it's a Shabbos Nigin, Barbri Agafen, Shechaima L'Shabbos, but the Chaim is coming back by the Shabbos, the Berachas Hayayim, not Becholhi, but over here, it's a Birchas Hayayin that's a Chayva because of Shabbos. It changes the whole character of the Barbri Agafen.
It's a Raya that you can be moaching somebody in the Birchas Agafen even if you're not drinking.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know. It's a Raya from here. Maybe you have to be. Because that's what I said. It is a Birchas Hayayin.
That's not the day by Shabbos.
Yeah, but yeah, we because we've got learned the Maskana, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has two facets to the and what the Kiddush is and the Bar Priyaz often because I ate the Kiddush, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chavtes. So the Gemara over there, but Rashi over there in Rosh Hashanah tells us what is the reason that we even make a Bar Priyaz often. The evidence is that it's a little funny, right? I don't know if it's schwer, but I thought he came. Rashi tells us, why do we make the Bar Priyaz often by Kiddush? We make it because we have to drink wine from the Kiddush of the Berachas Hayayim. So what do you expect to happen? He said, you think you're going to make Kiddush? You're going to drink the wine without a Berachas Hayayim? Of course you have to do that. That would be much more the other way. And that's why the Rashash of the Deir Rashad is for Stephen. Maranerif in my space holds as a separate din Bar Priyaz often, not because of the drinking. Berachas Hayayim, Bar Priyaz often, is a bracha of hazach. It's a separate din, and that's why we speak about it a number of times. The differences in the Bar Priyaz Gafen that we have by Kiddush and Berachas Hayayim, the Kiddush Rabba, as opposed to the right. Kiddush that we have at night.
This is not
Talmud, it was a svara. No, we're learning it out. It could be svara also. We're getting it from Talmud.
We're getting the din of Yayin.
No, from the din of Tadir we get from there. We get Tadir we get from that. So again, thanks for the commonality of it, takes a din of Kedima over other things. And like we had Nachum, Tashima, the Omer of Yechanit. Halacha, Mispah, Alam, Shal, Mincha, Ve'achakach, Shal, Musafim. Now, Mincha is, of course, not the Mitzvah, but what do we have here to say? Take me. Otu Shabbos l'tfilas musafim ha'anai. L'tfilas mincha lo ha'anai. Here we also, this is done by a carbon. It's not a carbon, like carbonus. The mincha of Shabbos is a different mincha. You mean, let me just be might, just over here, still a second. In a minute. Well, we were talking about the din. One of the rayas that we have, Birchas Hayayin, Bar Priyaz Gafen, is Tadir, and Birchas Hayayin is not Tadir. So I think it's going to be Tali in this Shiloh that we have. Because of the din of Mekudesh, you should say it before, and now it's a Raya, the Gabi, the din of Tadir. Besides the other Svaras that the Gemara brings. Now, the Brocha of Birchas Hayayin, it's a drabonim, right? Remember, it's a birchas hananim. No matter what you say, nobody holds it to the rice. But it's going to be a drabonim, the birchas hayayim. The birchas hayayim is a chiv kiddush. Let's assume that it's going to be a deraisa by kiddush. The birchas are, what is the deraisa to make kiddush? The deraisa is, not kiddush, lushas hayayim, that we have, zachas yama shabbos likatshay, if it applies by yotif, it means, we're talking even Kiddush on Shabbos, not Tachkeh, we're talking the Kiddush on Shabbos. There's Kiddush as Deraisa. Als the din of it being Deraisa, there, what should we say also? I mean, what are you going to be saying? Well, the question that we have is, whenever you're talking, let's even assume that the Birchas Hayayin is Tadir. Well, whatever you're doing, mitzvah, so but the fire, als the din of the Kiddush, als the Kiddush, you would have to, Gemara saying it's going to be Tali and all this, even though one is the Deraisa, one's the Rabbanan. This already is going to be Tali in a Reb Kevenger and Hilchos Beis Akisei. Believe it, yeah. Remember, because let's say a person has to make Bechas HaMazah. Before he goes to Birchas and makes Birchas HaMazon, he goes to the bathroom and he has to make an Asher Yotzer. What does he do first? Does he make Birchas HaMazon followed by Asher Yotzer? Or does he make the Bracha of Asher Yotzer before Birchas HaMazon? By most people, Asher Yotzer is Tadir. Of course, there are people that the Tadir is maybe Birchas HaMazon. But by normal, regular people, the bracha of Asher Yotzer is more Tadir. What's the din? Do you make it, what do you make first? Asher Yotzer, then you make Berachas HaMazon? Or maybe not. Maybe Berachas HaMazon is Deraisa, Asher Yotzer is the Derabanan. Sakram Kiveger, it's Tali and the Gemara in Zvachim, whether Tadir or Mekudesh, which one do you make first? Shagasarye, has a yisoid. The Chagas Aryeh has a yisoid. That's completely not like that. The Chagas Aryeh holds that there's never a baila of Makudish, but where one is a Rabbanan. The reason is that the Rabbanan Klape, the Doraisa, looks like a Dvarishus. It's not even in the same ballpark. Where it's not in the same ballpark, so it's like a Dvarishus. Let me give a silly example. I'll give a very silly example. A person, let's say, wants to go do a mitzvah of shofar. But he's very thirsty. We got out the problems of shofar, he's drinking before shofar. A person wants to go do a mitzvah to rise of shofar, and he realizes before he's thirsty, So he wants to drink water. He drank, I don't mean the bracha of shahako. Forget it, the bracha of shahako. What is he doing? What should he do first? I'm thirsty, I want to drink a glass of water, shahako. And that's followed by, before, I want to do that before I have to do the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar. Is there any issue over there that maybe you have to do the mitzvah d'oraisa before you drink water? Ultimate Kiddush? No, that's pashut. There's no din that you can't do a dvarish shus before you do a d'oraisa. Why? You're not comparing the two things. What's more important? Of course, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. You want to go and you want to engage in drinking water. That's not an issue at all. Talk to Shaka Saryeh. Let's say you want to do a d'rabbanan before a d'oraisa. Slim together and say, it's a labar mina, ain't a machrif. You're not talking the same ballpark. You want to do it. It's not a question. You have to do the d'oraisa before the d'rabbanan. The d'rabbanan doesn't even count. B'mak of the d'oraisa. Even if you hold that the Mekudish comes first by a Chatas and an Asham, or whatever you're talking about, any other comparisons in Mekudish, I mean, he certainly could do the Drabbanan. The Drabbanan Klapi the Deraisa doesn't mean anything. It's of no consequence. What do we have here? The Gemara over here is telling us, one of the tzadim that we have. You want to be doing a bracha of Birchas Hanenin before. He says, so why isn't that the criterion for what's Mekudish or not? That was never even a factor over here. We're not even talking about here. What are we talking about? The Chayva of Shabbos with the Chayva that you normally have. Right? And therefore, there's going to be the din of Tadir, or Mekudish. The din of Mekudish, Malta Mekudish, it should be Malta Mekudish, you should do the other one first. Why? What the Gemara is coming and telling us, if Yotam, it's Mekudish, because it's Yotam, because Shabbos. And therefore, Malta Mekudish, you should do Shabbos first. Before what? Before Yayin. I want to drink, so I want to drink in Shahada.
Not drink the wine sounds good. It's a head of the
church.
That's not something
where
I drink wine and then
they
kiddush.
But you're talking about the bracha.
Yeah, but that case, you
want
to drink water.
But you're talking about the chaymas bracha. When you're splitting the kiddush, the chaymas bracha of the yom is going to be a deraisa of zechus yom shabbos lekatshay. The bracha barpi agaf and everybody would hold this only a drabbanan. The one says, you say the kiddush, you should do that first. Why? I don't have to be the kaddish to invite the bar priyak lafid as part of the chiyuv kiddush. I have to do it because I'm going to wind up drinking the wine. The rabbanan, I have to drink. I'll spiff as anenin. The Gemara is telling us that if it's the kaddish, I would have to do this first. Why? So this is already an issue that we have.
Madel kach cheyo yayin.
Kenegar remains by a suffix. It's a bayin leivshita. It's a rabbanan leivshita. Gemara remains by a suffix. Kenegar says that Gemara remains with a suffix. And it's not clear whether or not you make the Ashi Yotzar before the Birchas Havas and you make the Birchas Havas before Ashi Yotzar. It's going to be Talia. What Maskana here is. It's Rabbi Kimeger in the beginning of the Arachayim. And Rabbi Kimeger is in the Arachayim in the Hagash Rabbi Kimeger. What? What would happen? Yeah, you make a Mar Nefashis. The way the Shagasari learns it, yeah. Yes. Before Shaifer. You'll make the Mar Nefashis, but when you can't wait till later. What are you going to wait till later? You mean afterwards? Wait an hour? I mean, remember, it's Mashkin even. That's only the same share equal over there. But according to...
People
don't even
make
halal. They go out
by the
Mashkin. Right. Yeah.
What do they do?
They what?
They go down to the
Mashkin.
Comes back in there starting halal.
She said, actually, I'm sorry, she'll make it after halal. Oh, they're going to be the same thing. Yeah, but halal is also a drabbanon. The two drabbanons. It's two drabbanons over there. In that case, you make an ashiyotzer first. Unless you hold like Rabban, then it's going to be a deraisa on Yotam, which we see that. There it'll be Nageya. They're about to start Hallel, and the person went to the bathroom, and he has to make an ashiyotzer. Shmuel Aaron is saying, in a case, let's say there, he's about to start Hallel, and he has to make an ashiyotzer. What should he do? Sure. Well, if you hold like the Rabban, that the whole thing is a Rabbanan, the Hallel, so you do two of the Rabbanans. If you hold like the Rabban, say for our mitzvahs, who holds that the halal of Yotam is a deraisa, then it's going to be Nageya. You have the Mekudish, you have the Ashiyotza, which is in the Rabbanin. On the other hand, the Ashiyotza is more Tadir. So which one should you do? So I'm going to leave it to you. It's going to be Nageya Rukimaker Sufik. It'll be Nageya Rukimaker Sufik by Ashiyotza and Birchas HaBazim. Okay, now what's the Gemara tell us? Omer of, Bayini Bayini Toshiba Shlomim Shalemish Chatas Vyashim Shal Yai. What do you do? Shlomim Shalemish Kaimin Bayini Bayini. Let's say you have both of them today. Shlomim Shal today and Chatas Vyashim Shal today. Bayini Bayini Niyayim Chatas Vyashim Kaimin. If it's they both come for Karbonis of today, the Chatas of the Yashem, Avada take precedence. But the Afagav, the Shlomim Tadiri, even though Shlomim is more Tadir, it's Bashma that today you would make the Chatas because they are more Kaddish. Now, my Rava, it's not, Shlomim is not Bechlau, now a very important Yisoid that we have here. Shlomim here is not more Tadir, Spaghetti Ashiyotza thing also. Because what? Shlomim is not more Tadir. What defines Tadir? The fact that it's more commonly done, the fact that it's more commonly Mechuyif. No, that's a different thing. What? Matzli, Omar Rava. When you bring the Shlomim, when do you bring the Shlomim? When you want to do it, it becomes an opportunity to bring it. Matzli Kamrit. You're not talking about Tadir by the Shlomim. You're talking about more common. Rashi here says, Matzli Kamrit, she ain't a dirasa chayva. El shu matzli tamid yaisa mechabera. It happens to be more Tadir. It happens to be more Matzu. Tadir can be violent. Our shayla here is only on cut. Our shayla here is only where it's Tadir, not where it's Matzli. Tadir means that you're mechuyev more than you are by the other one. Yeah, Matzli, something about it, right? Tadir can be by law. Matzli law can be by law. Amalei Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Rav Huna. Hattu Matzli law, Tadir? What do you mean? Doesn't Matzli have the my love, Tadir? Where we know the din of Tadir from? From a Talmud. Of course, that's Tadir. You're Mechoyev every single day to bring the Talmud.
Other animals.
Of course. Tadir besides Matzah, you're Mechoyev every single day to bring the Talmud. The Musaf, you're not Mechoyev to bring it every day. But the Tadir that we have of Talmud is not the same Tadir as we have by bringing a Shlomim. By Shlomim, you're not Mechoyev at all. My Tadira b'mitzvahs. Maybe it's different. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I skipped the limit. Matzei labtad v'hatanya freikti gemara oitzias ha-pesach she'eno tadir plo oitzias ha-milo shehi tadira. Here the gemara says, Pesach is eno tadir. A-milo is more tadir. Maybe I should have oitzias ha-milo. What's it referring to over there? Rashi here says, oitzias ha-pesach she'eno tadir plo oitzias ha-milo shehi tadira. Tabadai ba'asher lo se'osena. Alba matzui Matzei Tadir, you see that we're looking at Mila as being something which is Tadir. Why is Mila Tadir?
What?
Why is it? It's not, you're not Machuyev. You have to have this, as I say, the occasion arises. So then there's a din of Mila. But it's not a kavua etched in concrete by everybody to go and do Mila. It happens to be more common. That the Gemara answers and says, my tadira tadira b'mitzvahs. What is that? Rashi comes and he says, b'mitzvahs. Sedura b'mitzvahs. Shednichrasu aleha ishol shesre brises v'tzivuyim. There are many tzivuyim. It, because of the fact that the mila is nichras yudgimel brises, even though it's talking not tadir, that has the mile of Tadir because the Torah commanded it in so many times. Mila is different. And therefore that's different. Even if it's not Mamish Tadir, others say that the reason is because it's so much so out of whack in the comparison because of the fact that Mila is so common. Every day there are mitzvahs of Mila. And therefore maybe that's different, but the rule is you can't bring a rifle on Batsui. Or, well, what else? The Gemara says, Aitzias Apen Shein Adam Lo, Aitzias Abila, my Tadira Tadira Mitzvi, my Seima. Or, that's the Tadira Mitzvahs. Okay, so that's the reason, is because there are so many mitzvahs, Tzivuyim, that we have because of the Yud Gimel Brises that we have. Mila, you don't bring a rifle on Mila. Mila is an entity unto itself. Another teretz is, Vimay Seba, Mila, Vigabe Pesah, Kitadir Domya. Why is that true? Vigabe Pesah, Kitadir Domya, here comes the Rashi here, Kitadir Domya, Shemetsuyahi Har Baby Pesach. Avol Matzai Nishlamim, Vigabe Matzai Dechatas, Lav Kadirahi. That is not called Tadir. The disparity that there is between Chatos and Shlamim is nowhere near the disparity that there is between a Pesach and Mila. Which means that even though really Mila is also not Tadir, but it has the Mila of Tadir, at least Kape Pesach. And of course, this is in a Chap very big Nafkabinis Lahalacha also. Let's say, for example, we have a Shiloh and Rosh Hashanah. There's a mila to be done, and there's a shofar to be done. Do you do the mila before shofar? Or do you wait till after the davening, after shofar, and then you do the mila?
Machlokes.
What's it all you? The mila is tadir. What do we do, Labais? We do the shofar, you do the mila. Because it has tadir. All right.
Yeah.
So that the Mila has the Baila of Tadir. Okay, the Mila has the Baila of Tadir. Is it? Klapi Shofar. Is the Mila, what's more Tadir? Shofar or Mila? Shofar is more Tadir.
Right.
Because Shofar has a Vadai Chiyuv once a year. Mila depends on what's going to happen. It's going to happen. Now, if you hold like the first Teretz of the Gemara, because Yud Gimel Brises, it has the Bible of Tadir anyway. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, let's say you hold have the Bible of Tadir anyway, even though it's not Tadir. On the second way, because what is it? It's Matzli, it's not Tadir. It's Matzli, Matzli, yeah, of course, but not Tadir. Now let's say you hold like the second Teretz. The second Teretz is, Klape Shlomim, Shlomim, Klape, the Pesach, Shlomo, Klape, Pesach. So it is like that. So maybe Chadabi over here is going to be telling you that also, what it is. And whether or not how we deal with it. But the emes is that it's not Stam because it's Tadir. Yeah. You know, the Gemara is saying it's not Stam. It happens to be Matsui. And therefore it's going to be Tali. Shofar, which is more of a Kiddush. Which one is more of a Kiddush? What is more of a Kiddush? Here,
And which one is going to be more, which one is more Tadir, which one is more Makudish?
Sure.
What? It's going to be Chayv Karis? Yeah, Chayv Karis, it could be like that. On the other hand, Shaiter, Shaifer, it's not. But this is all part of the specific that we have to don on whether or not, when the mitzvahs and the din of Kedima and mitzvahs really take place. And again, going to be totally over here how we look at something like Mila. Mila is not really Tadir. Mila happens to be something which is Matsui. All right, Maskin. That happens to be Matsui. But it's going to give a mitzvah. Something compensates for that chesari. On the other hand, maybe you look at it as being more Tadir because of the disparity. In the moment applied by all mitzvahs, it'll be like that. But the Gemara says, here, Nachama, one second. So the Gemara Nachama came into show, but now the Gemara says, Ibailo, what about this? Tadir v'sheino, Tadir. Let's say you have a Tadir v'sheino, Tadir, v'shachat l'sheino, Tadir. And he shechted, he didn't do the right thing. What did he do? He did not do the right thing. He should have been baptized the Tadir and he was not. What did he do instead? He went and he shechted the Eino Tadir. Sheino Demakadim v'shachat l'sheino Tadir b'ay. Me, I mean, it came in the shock day. No, you did it already, Mikrifle, Makrifle. So you do it already. Fear and ice. Because you did it, maybe. Mizayim, yeah, word. No, that's not Mizayim. It's because Mitzvah Aliyah, Chatach Mitzena. Or Ein Mavir and Allah Mitzvahs. Where Ein Mavir and Allah Mitzvahs? Oh, Dilma. Maybe what you should do is, no, you join the Acher, the Bamaris Bidabo. Give it over to somebody else that should stir the blood. That it shouldn't be continued, shouldn't coagulate. And the mapping like the Tadir. At first go do the Tadir like you should have done it in the first place. The hotter mapping the Shayna Tadir. Umra Vudibi Sur Doshaba. Shlobim Shalamish Khatas Vyasham Shal Yoin. Shalamish. Yesterday's is kind of the Shal Yoin. Mashna Hadi Yoin Dumya the Emesh. Let's say be today like yesterday. Mehdi Tami. It would mamish be the same. The kodim shachtei l'shlabim, where you went in, you shechted the shlabim. So what happens if you did that? Kodas v'yasham kodmi. There, in that case, t'mash v'hadi yayim dumya v'yamesh, v'echi dami. Let's say, what would be a case like that? The kodim shachtei l'shlabim, what would you do then? Kodas v'yasham. In that case, the Chatas V'yashem would be first. Why? Because you did the wrong thing, it's not justification. Maybe the other of the cases where you shechted both. And you shechted both. They both are here the same thing, same time. And therefore they both come at the same chiyuv. And over there, maybe in a chadami, over there what will be in that case, where in that case, what would be, you would give what the one which is more mekudesh. Avolah shechtina l'tarvayu tivoyelach. Maybe over there it's different. Maybe if you didn't have you don't have a raya, you wouldn't know what the din is necessarily. Toshima, Dover Rachem, let's say this is because of the din that we just had before, also the same din. Birchasayai Tadira, Birchasayai made a Tadira, Bibesilel, Bitadir Shayna, Tadir, Tadir Kaida, Achinami, came in the Yosik, we're talking over here, came in the Asya. That they wrote the Chiyuv is Chawad at the same time. The same Kiddush. Come out the Shkiti Tarvayadami. That's different. It's not like the Shefted the other one first, and then now he's never Chiyuv. They both came at the same time, therefore it wouldn't be able to be a Raya, the Kaviar Din. And what about this? Again, Toshma Diyamar Abiyachad Elachad Espaladam Shel Mincha. Yachakam Shel Musafim. Achinami. Came in the Bati Ismad and Tvilas Mincha. That's not a raya to what we're talking about. Where our raya is where you went and you shechted it before, and now you're confronted with a situation where one has the chiyum, the other one does not. What about by the carbon pesa? The din is, of course, Pasuk. However, even though Korban Pesach, you always do it after the Tamid, Yuchad Lover, Shneva Barav Abedu Arbayim, Lodomer Shulay Neva Barav Abedu Arbayim Belvad, but let's say that the Yemen, you did it before the Tamid. It's kosher. And what do you do in that case? We shechted the Pesach before the Tamid. Yehema Maris Bedobo Ashe Yisrei Kadah. Give it to somebody else to stir it, and then bring the Tamid. So what do we see from here? That you do it in such a case where you went out of order, you have to reinstate the order, and like you can, and go ahead and do the Tamid first. Do the Tadir first. They were talking that what did you do? You shechted the Tamid first. Maybe you shechted the Tamid first, and then afterwards, you went and you did that. You did the Korban Pesach before you had a chance to go do this Rika of the Pesach. Omar le Ravacha Saba le Ravashi. Masnisan Amidekad in Tariyachi Yisrael Kadam. It's Mashra over here. The pastors of the Mishnah, we wouldn't learn it like that. But we could learn that it said about the Diuk is where we're talking that the Shechita of the Tamid was, and then you did the Shechita of the Pesach. This Gemara is a Pella, Otsum, really. We have the Shaila and the Dinim of Kedima. But when we talk about the Din that a Pesach is after the Tamid, what's the Pshat? Like, you shech the Pesach after the Tamid. Is it a din in the Pesach, or is it a din in the Tamid, in the din of Kedima? Why is it that we shech, that we bring the Korban Tamid before the Pesach? Is it because of the din of Tadir? Or because it's a din that a Korban Pesach has to be the last Korban of the day, it's supposed to be done? Yuchar Dabar Shlot Shedeva Bober Mubedo Abayin. The Dabar Shlot Neva Mubedo Abayin Belvad has to be done after the Tamid. The chefza of the Pesach has to be after the Tamid. Not because of the din, because the Tamid's supposed to, it's a din, the Tamid comes first. That's the big deal that we have. And the Kama Rise, of course, like we spoke about, and when it comes Pesach, what we talk about, that we spoke about numerous times, why, what the din is of the Yuchar Dover. Is it a din of the Pesach that it has to come afterwards? Or is it a din of the, coming out the Kama Rise? That we have the gabbiness did, because they come in harach, it's a mamish, that's a deal that we have. You want to look at my sefer, I have to get on that also. What the did is, but after all, the shakasarye is aimed on this from the Gemara, that over here, what the Gemara's raya is, how can the Gemara stone soon, I mean, the dinim of Kedima of Tadir? Of course over here, the Pesach has to come last. And you have to give it to somebody else to be Mamaris Nadam. If you're not going to give it to somebody else to be Mamaris Nadam, and you're going to do the Pesach first, they can't be a riot from over there, they got to be this. Then it's the Pesach has to come last. That's a din in Yuchad Domish, by Rabbeinu Arbayah. What's the Lord bring you a riot? The Chlal, the Gabi, this did. So this is a problem. What? Huh? Oh. Alright, then the Gemara says, "Kulo kind of a shame by time of our prayer, Lamashka Lidula, Gedev Shabalach Abacha," as we explained before. But they're waiting for the next, maybe I can just read the Mishnah. Just read the Mishnah, and then we'll start. Reb Shemin Imrois, Shemin. To me, Skalek Bazov, you see Shemin that's being divided up amongst the Kayhanim and the Azura to eat. You don't have to ask what it's about, Bahu. You can assume. Elamaiserik, yes, Chanukah, very good, very good. Elamaiserik, he came in office. There, what is it? It's the extra of Rikike Menachas that you bring, of the wafers of the Menachas that you smear, and then you, according to this, the Kahanim eat the rest. Ela Maiser Rikike Yis Menachas Yisrael. of the light shaman shall mitzaira, and the light shaman of the mitzaira. You can, it's either one of these things. That's why they're dividing it up. It really says shaman shuditan agabi hoishim. Why is it that the shaman is agabi hoishim? Ain't you know, you can figure that out also. Ella maisa rikike minchas kaihanim. Before we said minchas Israel. But here it's minchas kaihanim that are burnt. Minchas bakaira mashiach. Why? Shemis not the shaman. Because it's part of the mincha, as opposed to the hadanadava of just being given the shaman by itself. There's no din, according to the Tanakh. That you would just give it a dove of shaman. Rabbi Tarfon Omer misnadvin shaman. That misnadvin shaman.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.